2 minutes of Torah, Parshas Kedoshim. What a life lesson here we have. Right at the beginning of the Parsha, Yud Tes Aleph through Gimel, 1 through 3. It says that V'davar Hashem Moshe, Lemar Hashem says to Moshe, Davar Kol Adas Ben Yisrael, V'marta Leim, and say to them, Kedoshim to you, should be holy, Ki Kadosh Hashem, because Hashem is holy. Then Pasuk Gimel, third Pasuk, goes, Ish Imo Aviv Tiro, you should fear your parents, and you should also keep Shabbos. So if you look in the Rashi, in a famous comment on the fact that Kibbutz Avim, you know, honoring and fearing your parents is next to Shabbos, it says that Rashi says that if your parents tell you to break Shabbos or really any other law, it's telling you in this pasuk together, because Shabbos comes afterwards, Shabbos is more important. And if your parents tell you to violate a Torah law, you should not listen to them. Okay, so that we see from what comes after the mitzvah of fearing and honoring your parents, we see we learn something from them. So Rav Druk asks a question, the Ben Ish Chai answers it. He says, I don't understand. How come you don't ask a question of what came before? Why does it say, Kedoshim to you, you should be holy, and then says, fear, honor your parents, right? We should also ask that question. We asked why Shabbos comes afterwards. We should ask why being holy, it comes before honoring your parents. And he says such a beautiful answer. He says, we think that honoring your parents starts when a kid gets older, etc., and they'll honor you, and what are their obligations? That's not true. Your kids will honor you if you are holy, if you're a kedushim, if you're doing the right things and you are the proper people. That's how you're going to get your children to fear their parents and to honor their parents and to have that proper relationship. So that's exactly what it is. Kedushim to you. You should first be holy, and that automatically will create a sense of honor and fear. So it's such a life lesson. You can see so many things modeling good behaviors. There's country songs written about this. There's so much. As parents, model the behavior, and automatically your kids will honor and fear you. And then the flip side is, don't tell them to break the Torah. Have a fabulous Shabbos. Be a wonderful, amazing person, and your children and others will follow.